Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, every Monday for the last 7 years. We are going strong, and thank you so much for listening and watching us on the Facebook. Wow, what a day. Sun is going down, but not yet. I just still am not bored with my own song because, you know, that's how I started the show. And I think hopefully never will end. The sun will go down and up. But today, sun will be probably shining because we have so many stars in the studio. So many. And it's the best of Accent On shows ever. Everybody's from somewhere else, and I love this the most. I will tell everybody also who listens to us and watches us how we met. Okay, Ilona Europa is, of course, from Poland and loving America and Poland. My beautiful new friend, Chloe, close to the microphone, please. Hi.
Hi, I'm from South Africa, but I was born in England.
Look at the accent. We just love the accents. Then we have somebody that we love so much and we know so much about already. We know the music. We know his tonality when he plays saxophone. We just love him. And his name is...
I'm Reinhold and I'm from Austria.
Look at that accent. What a cool accent. Then we have... I don't know if I ever had two brothers on my show. Always the first time, but this time is a very special time because they are also from South Africa. And this is the new band and premiere in America. And I will say, Ilona Europa, have very good luck presenting new artists in this country. Then today, for the first time in LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Samson Brothers! Yay!
Thank you.
Your name is?
My name is Matthew Samson, and I'm from South Africa.
And you are very young?
I'm 27 years young.
Very young, and you have your younger brother with you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Your name is?
Joshua Samson.
Oh my gosh, we just love you both because having family singing together is just so special. I had a sister, we were always singing together, you know, for many, many years. Duo. Then she decided to do something else with life. I got stuck with music. But yeah, can I say, it's not so many families that are singing together. Mm. Even sisters, mother, sister or something, yeah. Maybe. Do you know somebody, like from top of your head, Chloe?
No, I do play in a duo with my friend and we're called Sister Sister.
Oh,
so
okay.
Keeping that theme going.
You got a sister, that's for sure. But sisters, sometimes, you know, with friends is much better than in family, but not in this situation. Okay, then, of course, Chloe, you are a singer and songwriter?
A little bit.
We would love to know a little bit about you. Could you tell us, I know you were born in London or in UK, but how old you were when you moved to...
I was actually four. My parents lived in the UK for 10 years before having my brother and I. So in 92, we moved back to South Africa and I grew up there, went to school there. I studied musical theatre and drama. And then met Maddie and started playing music with him.
How old you were when you met him? How many years ago?
So it was 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Oh, that's a long friendship.
Yeah, it's a long friendship, yeah.
Yes.
And we started playing music together on Disney Cruise Lines, where I still play music now. So I play piano.
When Joshua came to the picture?
Josh was always in the picture. We were just kind of waiting for him to come
of age. Oh, he was just 20, not 21.
Yeah,
exactly. 21 now.
He was a little 16-year-old when I met him. Mm. Very cute.
He's the younger brother with
a
deeper voice.
Oh. It wasn't deep back then.
Oh, wonderful. Then and you are working very hard in a way because I had a pleasure working on cruise ship for many, many months with a really nice group of musicians from Poland, then I understand it's a very structured, very, very beautiful job, but also monotonic and also exciting. How long that cruises?
It depends which ship you're on, but most of the time they're 7 days.
Okay, so, that's not bad. I loved it when there were 7 days cruises because people were changing. Yeah. But then they moved us to Alaska and it was 12 days. And, you know, the same people. And can you sing this song? Can you sing this song? And we at night, everybody, you know, trying to please the passengers because that's what you needed to do. Yeah. And but I'm like, oh, I missed the 7 days cruises so
much. We've even done the 3 and 4 days. Those get really boring because you don't even get to know anyone. Aww. They come on and then they leave and you're like, but I didn't get to play you all my songs.
Okay, the 7 days. 7 days, that's it. Then everybody who is buying tickets right now from cruises, please don't do long cruises because musicians are tired, you know, to entertain you for too long. I'm joking. You know, life on a cruise ship is just beautiful. The food, and have chance to see, you know, ports. And oh my gosh, that was just the best. Anyway, but right now you are in America and you are leaving on Wednesday, which is so sad.
I'm going back home to Cape Town for 6 weeks before going back to the ship.
That's no sad, because that's a beautiful town.
It is.
What about water? Do you still have problem with water?
We actually, we had a very intense drought the last 2 years. I think we had very little rain, but this winter has been wet.
So oh God, thank you. God, thank you.
Yeah, our dams have gone up to, I think, almost 40% now. So that's okay. Awesome.
We will be listening to one of your songs. You send me MP3. I'm so happy that we'll have chance to listen to your voice. I had a pleasure to listen to all of you 2 days ago, and Reinhold invited us to his place and gorgeous part of the LA. Wow, we were on the top of the world looking down, and I'm telling you, the millions of dollars were lying under and above us. This is gorgeous. But yes, we had good time. We are jamming a little bit, playing and singing, listening to all of you, even Natasha Mira, people know my daughter. She was there singing, enjoying yourself too. Then thank you for that, Reinhold.
Of course. Yeah,
and now they are with us on our Accent On radio show. Okay, I will move from Reinhold for the moment to Matt. Matt, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I am a very, very avid fan of playing guitar.
I
love playing guitar.
You are so smooth operator. Thank I don't want to say the gentle, you. Beautiful. The way how you play is just guitar and you is becoming one. Mm. Just really, really special.
It really is a special connection that I really am appreciative to have.
Yes. Yeah. And then what we also loved about you, that you are one-man orchestra.
Yes, I'm a loop artist.
I don't know if Ed Sheeran learned from you or you learned from him, but you
Ed
are
Sheeran learned from him, actually.
Yeah.
That's a really cool story, actually, because Josh and I have played music together for so many years. Josh's first gig was when he was 9 years old, and he was a drummer.
Okay.
First paying gig. And,
I need to tell people that Josh injured his leg. Then first question of mine was, I hope you are not a drummer. And he said, you know, really, I am. I'm like, oh, that's supposed to be a joke, but ouch. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. Okay, then.
So we had a band and we played in South Africa. And we had the privilege to do things like the FIFA opening draw. And we played for Mandela at two of his birthday concerts.
Oh.
Nice. It was really nice.
That's cool.
And then
I discovered this thing. This little machine that allowed you to record yourself and then play over it. And I thought this was the most incredible system ever. And I was like 17 years old. And I saw it actually, it was on a John Mayer DVD, Where the Light Is.
Yes, many years ago he was using
it. He was playing up by the Hollywood sign. He had this green pedal. And I was like, I need to get that pedal.
Yeah.
So I got this pedal and I fell in love with this thing called looping.
Yes.
And since then, I've taken it as far as to working with Chloe for Disney. And it's evolved into beatboxing and turning my guitar into a bass guitar or into a Hammond.
Yep.
And we just try and make...
This imitates instruments that you want, but really your leg is an orchestra for you because you can really just accompany yourself, you know, in time when you are playing your guitar. Then
well, the best way to solo practicing, you know, with yourself.
Yeah, but don't talk to him when he's playing because he needs to use practically every hand and legs. That's very interesting.
Watch.
No, it is pretty incredible.
Closer to Mike.
It's really incredible everything that he's managing when he's doing that. I mean, and we have been playing together now for a few months and everything. It's really amazing, you know, it's so good. You
know? I know, you were excited to
bring them.
He's
creating all these tracks that we play on, and it sounds like a live band, and then we play on top of it, right? So that's what's happening.
And of course, we are wishing them to be known in LA Arena, because they have their own studio in Calabasas. They will be back in and out from Los Angeles to South Africa and back, but they are composing here and writing the first album. Then there's a lot of things is going on, and I know this is beginning of something very, very special. Okay, then you said first show you were playing and singing for very important people, but now from 9 years old, now you are 21.
Yeah.
And you are a singer.
I am. I play multi-instruments, so, you know, I started on drums when I was about 9. Started my first paying gig carrying my drum kit with my
But
with
you
my
didn't
dad.
Want to be in the back. You yeah. just say, drums are there. I want to be up front.
Yeah, well, you know, it started off there. And drums is a rhythm instrument. Yes. And I found the rhythm in playing that. So I was like, you know, let me put this aside and try learn something else, taking that knowledge of rhythm. So I took the guitar and, you know, I'll teach myself. Obviously, watching my brother, he's really good. So took a little notes from him. And while he was working overseas for 5 years, I kind of started looping myself. And I was working as a bartender, so I'm a mixologist. So I deal with a lot of parties and making cocktails.
Okay, but you were not 21.
No.
South Africa, the age is 18.
Woo! That's how I'm saying when you fly over the Europe. You know, my daughter was 18 and they were like, would you like some alcohol? I'm like, no. Oh, yeah, yes, girl.
In Europe, it's 16, actually.
Even 16. Okay, then in the areas, they offered my daughter when she was 18. And it was really very special for her because she felt for the first time like grown up, but not in America. Of course. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, started working in a bar when I turned 18. And by that point, I'd focused on music for quite a long time. So I had the opportunity to come here now at 21. I've been working for about 3-4 years at the bar, you know, restaurants. And I came here, have the privilege to be able to make an album with my brother and share the love in California. You know? It's the beautiful sunny place. I love mountains. I love the ocean. So I feel at home already.
I know. And what is the coolest part of this world? That we all are coming from somewhere else and we all feel like in home. That's a very special part, side of living in America. Then welcome to this crazy international world.
Yes.
And to Accent on LA Talk Radio. And I think instead of making great video, Reinhold, I want you to play the little hook from your song, which I just love it, just to hear you playing. Again, because that's a few times you're repeating, yeah? Oh, we like that. Okay, then we'll be listening also to probably, Sax Dance song from you. But right now, we have live musicians in the studio. So let's just do something for people, because we have concert for free. And why not? Okay? Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So this is just a jam we like to do. It's called Take It Slow. We love reggae music. We're not rasters.
Yep.
But we appreciate the fire and we appreciate love. So.
Really?
So I'm actually going to freestyle something for you. Just
freestyle. Oh, even better.
Take it slow. No reason to be serious. I can see the fire within you and me. Take it slow, California, my loving in you. Take a feeling, I'm loving it. Take it slow on me. Ah, na na na, na 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 na. Take it slow on me. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Fire burn. Take it slow, no reason to be serious. I can see the fire within you and me. Take it slow, reason to be serious. And I'm not feeling the fire burning my soul. There she go, LA talking the radio. Thank you. na na na, yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Take it slow. No reason to be serious.
That's a little taste of it. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it slow. Samson Brothers. Oh, my God. Thank you for this one. There was a premiere for sure.
We're just having fun.
Love it, love it, love it. And I like that's for both of you, and including Chloe, just singing live is so easy. And when, of course, our wonderful saxophonist Reinhold is adding the sexy sound of saxophone, everybody's like, oh, wow, let's dance, let's have fun.
He is amazing.
He's amazing.
I have to say this. Reinhold takes music to the next level when he plays saxophone.
That's why he's back. 100%. And I had a pleasure to have him on one of our New Year parties, you know, 2 years ago. I think two or three, yep. Yes. And I flew him specially from Germany. You were there somewhere. I'm like, no, no, no. You need to play on our big gatherings. And you did great. And I always say, your clothes are hot. You look very good on a stage. That's very important.
It's that leather jacket.
No, there was like some type of fabric, but it was really, do you remember what you had?
Yeah.
Closer. It was a really cool jacket. You look hot. Look beautiful. Okay, then.
A gobelin fabric.
See? He knows what I'm talking about. That was very, very special. Anyway, then I think maybe let's play something. We have beautiful Chloe here.
Yep.
Chloe, I will say we need to start from you. Time to fly?
Yeah.
You are on Wednesday.
That's the story of my life. I'm always flying. I wanted to say that this song actually we recorded at home with Matt and Josh's dad, Cedric Sampson, who is a producer.
Hi, Cedric.
Hi, Sadie. And Maddie played guitar and bass on it, and Josh played drums. So it's kind of it's a whole collaboration, this song.
And not even mentioning that they have Polish roots. That's why I love them so much. The grandpa was Polish.
Grandfather
was Polish.
Yes.
I know you guys for so long. Okay, then let's listen to Chloe and a song that is called Time to Fly.
When faith lies down here, sunrise eyes, these tears won't dry her wounds too deep inside. She's locked out all who love her, the walls too high to climb. She sits at the top, scared of the drop, and lifts her face to greet the sky. If falling comes easy, stand up and dry your tears. Her wings open up for the first time in years. It's just one more step now, please take my. Time to fly.
These ancient fears.
to the last moment. Bravo, Chloe. Oh, how you. Much we love Chloe. Oh, beautiful voice.
Oh, so great. I really enjoyed
the song. Great song. Who wrote the song?
Chloe.
Bravo.
Beautiful.
For
and
song.
Transposition. Yes, that's what we need. A big festival.
I mean, I love the song. I love your voice, the way you sing it, and your feel. And
not bad production.
The production really sounds awesome. Bravo.
Awesome. We want more. Where is your album?
It's not here yet. It's in progress.
I know you live far away, but where is your album? Take a second to send MP3 to everybody. Start thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
And focusing people.
Amazing.
Focus on your talent. Work can wait.
That's right.
Congratulations. Yeah. Great guitar. I know it was you. Daddy, you did great job producing the song. And we cannot wait one day for you to maybe send some another production. We can do like family reunion over the Accent Online. And that would be so cool. Yeah. Wonderful.
Amazing.
Okay, now maybe we'll be listening. Song name is Stephanie.
Yes,
yeah.
Who is Stephanie?
So
he's not.
I live in a small little, I'll be quick. I live in a small little fisherman's village in Cape Town. And nice. I came across a really amazing girl and her name's Stephanie. And we're not together. But
God, thank you. Have a good song.
Yeah, we had a special connection, and I'm addicted to writing, so I decided to write a cute little love story about her.
You see, girlfriends and boyfriends, the breaking heart of the artist is a dangerous situation, because then you sometimes wind up to being in a great song or story can be said in not so nice way. But I'm sure the song is a beautiful. Yes.
Thank you. I mean, you know, we try to have fun with it, and taking my acoustic version and putting it in the studio with my brother, who's the engineer and the producer, it was definitely a learning curve.
Does so. Stephanie knows that you wrote this song?
She knows. We're still in touch. We keep
Hi, Stephanie. You know what? Your time expired, but the song will be forever. Okie dokie, Stephanie and Samson Brothers.
Yes.
Inside my dreams.
Love it. We are in love with the tonality of your voice.
Thank you.
Very sexy. Very, very. Do you know a singer named Chris Rea?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
He's got something about that. You know, you can let him. Very good.
I appreciate
beautiful, that. Beautiful song. Smooth. You are smooth on the guitar. You're smooth with your voice. I think people will go crazy, you know, for the vocal quality.
We appreciate that a lot.
And it's really very special. You know, obvious, people know what I do outside of being a host on Accent On. But yeah, I develop a lot of artists. And everybody is saying, oh, I want to be like somebody else. Can you make me sound like, oh, I love song like that, but I want the song similar to artists on the radio. And to me, it's like, no! You know, you need to be individual. Somebody needs to hear your voice and say, that's the person. I know right away. God gave you color that is very easily recognizable.
Sure.
You are lucky.
Thank you.
Because that's what will set you apart from a lot of singers, you know. And of course, with brother by your side and the music that you both are producing, I think that's a mix for success. I really do.
Thank you. Wow. Yes.
I don't know if we can talk about this, but a week ago you had some important meeting and hopefully they will follow. We will not talk about this, but people maybe will get excited. Anyway, any record company who wants to knock to Accent On doors and talk to Ilona Europa or to, of course, Samson Brothers, please just contact them. They are hot.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Contact just contact them. Instagram
slide
is
into the DMs.
A very, very good way. Then please give us, again, spelling on your name, even when we think how to spell, maybe we don't.
So it's Samson, which is S-A-M-S-O-N.
Yeah, it's just very cool, easy to remember a name, and you both are lucky. I needed to change my name to Europa because nobody could, you know,
what is
remember.
What's her name?
I have few of them. Depends from which husband.
Collecting.
And then I start my career by having my own family name, which that was the best. You know,
what does your family name sound? Your Polish family name?
Kotapska.
Kotapska.
There's a lot of rhythm in there.
Kotapska. And then I had my first big winnings under this name then before I got married. But I got married in age of 18. Then, you know, I...
Wow.
I lived my life, but now Ilona Europa, and you know what? For many, many years, and brings me luck, whatever I do. Then I'm very happy. I took continent under my name, and people are like, yeah, she must be from Europe. That's why she has an accent when she sings. You always can bend promotion. Very good. Really good.
Europa.
We cannot wait for more songs. I know that you both are recording. I know that you have some important conversation with a lot of important people. I know that you also will be leaving to your country and coming back, and we will just watch you, listen to you, and come back when time is right.
Yes.
And next song will be ready, and we'll be talking, and you will bring them back.
Yes,
okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What I was mentioning, that we had a chance to little jam together, and Natasha was singing, try to sing live with these gorgeous people. I was so surprised that my daughter fitted in very nicely. But, you know, she's doing her own stuff. You all heard one of her songs. But I will play maybe something that, yeah, she's doing very, very well. Different style. Natasha Mira, The Way We Are, and Kid Genius. Great song.
Mm-hmm. my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that rests in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's nothing left to say? Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh love me. Somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
Natasha Mira, bravo, and Keith Genius, The Way I Am. Yeah, you all are so, so talented. Then I think nothing better than just get together, write in new music, and do duos and trios, and just bring the sexy back with saxophone, Reinhold, and we will be all one happy family, and then travel the world.
That's
because
right. Yeah, I like
sitting
that.
On one place in one place, and no, even from the top of the great part of LA, yeah, we still think that traveling and singing for many, many people around the globe, that's the hottest things ever for artists.
Absolutely.
Okay, then okay, what we are doing, I think Reinhold, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? You are very accomplished. Reinhold, yes you were my guest a week ago, but a few times before, You always do great stuff, playing live shows all around the world and also in LA with so many known people. But if you can tell us in few lines, who is Reinhold?
That's not an easy question, you know.
And you cook well, too.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Okay. Well, I like to cook when friends are here. Then it's a lot of fun to cook, you know.
Yes.
So I was happy to have you guys.
Who is Reinhold? You came from Austria to America many, many years ago.
Yep.
Why did you do that?
It was a journey from Austria. So I was born in Austria. My mom is from Hungary. So I'm kind of Central European mix here. And then I lived a little bit in Switzerland before moving to Paris, where I lived for a while. And then I moved to Los Angeles. So this was kind of a longer journey.
And now I know you're a very known artist. Practically, you played with everybody who is somebody.
Yeah, I had the chance to work with a lot of interesting people and a lot of people that I love in music who have done great things, and that, you know, that's always great to get together with, I think, with people who have a good feel and who have something original to say in the music. That's what I'm always interested in, and that's what I like about my friends here too, my new friends. I like that a lot about them. They are very original in what they do. They have a lot of sensitivity,
yeah,
and a great feel, and they are there to be original. They're there to be themselves, which is what I'm interested in, actually, in music artists in general, because as you said before, we need people who dare to be themselves and express themselves in their,
yes,
own unique way, and that's
absolutely
what makes it really interesting, you know. So I was blessed to work with a lot of very interesting.
Some names. We like names.
Talent people.
Just give us some names. Who did you play with?
Well, I worked with Grammy nominated, Grammy winning, gold record, platinum, you know, selling artists from around the world. Actually, a good friend of mine that I would like to mention here that comes to my mind is the great Brazilian singer Loalba Braz, who sang the famous song Lambada that,
oh,
you
my
know,
gosh,
which is one
we
of
love
the
Lambada
best-selling songs of all time.
I made so much money
dance, right?
Singing the,
yeah,
song on a cruise ship.
Right. Yeah. And Loalba was a really good friend of mine, and I had a chance to know her for a long time, and we played together, and we were touring together, and so I just want to, you know, say something about her, because she was amazing.
Is she here?
Unfortunately, she's not with, okay, us anymore, because, like, you know, something bad happened to her in Brazil. She got killed, you know, by a robbery and everything, you know, like a really bad thing. And
I'm
that,
so
that, that would happen a year and a half ago, and we were supposed to do some concerts together. And she was a really great person, amazing voice.
Amazing
great
song.
Talent,
everybody,
yeah,
loves to dance to this song.
Exactly, and everybody knows her song, and her voice through.
I was joking, but really everybody loved to dance when I was working all around the globe. That was the biggest hit.
Exactly, yeah. And
okay,
so, you know,
I'm
she's a great soul, and, you know, it was great to know her and great to make music.
And you have great album also that
thank
you created, and we are playing songs. We'll be playing from your song, one of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
How many tracks is on it?
11 tracks.
And name of the album?
Sunset. The yes, it's,
you know, Sunset,
right,
LA, California. And everybody needs to just go to iTunes.
Yes, iTunes. It's on iTunes.
And purchase.
Yeah, iTunes, if you type in Sunset, you find it. Yeah, right there. Reinhold Schwarzwald, Sunset.
It's very
iTunes.
Hard to spell your name. That is your job to teach us how to
it. It's really easy. It's Reinhold Schwarzwald, right?
This is not true. It's very hard. Anybody who wants to know how to spell Reinhold's name, it's really cool. It's a really mystique name. But go to Accent On. I'm posting, of course, everybody's names and links. And we'll, after this show, we'll be having right to listen to the show hundreds of times and download the show hundreds of times, because go to LA Talk Radio and to Accent On, scroll down, so many shows, 300 something shows is there, but on the top that will be today's show. And Facebook also, thank you so much for having us, hosting us too. Then anyway, let's play the I just love this song. Where is my song that I love so much? We
sex
are talking
dance.
Sex dance, yes,
sex.
Okay.
Thank you.
beautiful. Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, I just love your sound. It's so, so cool. Then, yeah, we had a little jazzy music. We had reggae. We had a beautiful ballad, love ballad. We just had it all on our show. We had little hip-hop.
And I want to say the song was produced by my dear friend Patrice Russian. And if you're listening to it, hey, Patrice.
Hi, Patrice.
Amazing music talent. And she's just so talented and was the first woman to be the music director for the Grammy Awards and was for many years the music director for the NAACP Awards. Has produced Janet Jackson, Sheena Easton, many other artists.
And Reinhold.
Yes, I was very blessed.
Let's start from
very
it.
Blessed to be able to work with her, and I'm very grateful and thankful for her great talent that she put into this production. So.
Wonderful. What a show today. I'm just so excited to bring this artist to our studio. And we are listening to new songs. They are premiering here. I think you all heard, all of you, but you didn't hear how I sing. And maybe I will play something of mine. My life is easy come, easy go. That's my motto in life. Easy come, easy go. And then again, easy come, easy go. And you know what? Optimism, that's what I have always on my face. And yeah, that's the one of the song produced by Josh Harris. Wow. Very, very big producer. Yep. But song is pretty cool. Anyway.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
What about that? Yeah. Okay, woman power.
Yes.
Time to fly. Easy come, easy go. I'm stronger every day. Ilona Europa, Natasha, love me the way I am. You know, she's young and beautiful, still believes in love. Now her song is about love. And then we have this amazing, amazing gentleman who one heart was broken, or you broke the heart, and sings about love. Yeah, Stephanie, yeah. That's your song. We love it. Then next question, last question before I will say goodbye. Matt, yeah. Are you singing? Closer to the microphone.
Singing?
Yes.
I do sing,
yes.
But I don't sing on our record.
Why? They
Josh's
forbid?
His voice is so good.
That means, do you do backing tracks for him?
Or
you
do,
just,
I,
okay.
He's just way too humble. I need to jump in here. He's way too humble because he's a great singer. I really love his voice, and
amazing.
He sings amazing. And yeah, we want to hear him sing even more.
Okay,
right?
Can you sing something for us right now? Two minutes, 1 minute, 1 second? Oh, you wanted to say something.
No,
Chloe?
I was going
to
say, as someone who sang with him for 5 years, I can tell you
yes.
He really knows.
No, we need to hear. Everybody's so talented. Reinhold, yeah, I know you're singing too, but... your saxophone is your voice, and the bestest voice that you can do. But please, sing something
Should
for us.
Should we end off with another reggae?
Yes, do reggae. That's the best time to finish our show with Samson Brothers.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
And Chloe. Chloe, your name?
Chloe Kylie.
Kylie and Reinhold.
Reinhold Schwarzwald.
Ilona yeah, Europa. Natasha Mira is not here. Okay, little reggae.
Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do A minor.
A minor.
Surprising.
When I wonder, see right through you, flying high in Freddy voodoo, lucid dreaming, magic wonder. Can you see this spell I'm under? Make you wonder with that rhythm, feel it moving through your system. Step on, step us, step up to it. All you got to do is do it, and yeah. You come to do it, and yeah, yeah. We come to do it, and yeah. We come to do it, and yeah, yeah. I got the wondering eye. Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo. Got the wondering eye. Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo. Oh, 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 oh. Again, I got the wondering eye. Boo-doo-doo-doo-boo-doo. Boo-doo-doo-doo-boo. Got the wondering eye. Boo-doo-doo-doo-boo-doo. Oh, 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 oh. Take it away, Ron. Bring in some beatbox.
Love it.
Ilona, thank you for having us.
Some
brothers.
One more. LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa. Yes, one more time.
I got the wondering eye. Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo. Do-do-do-do-do-do, got the wondering eye. Boo-do-do-do-do-do, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Yes! Thank you so much. Until next time, Accent On.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.